Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Horse Business Podcast. Today, I am so honored to have Bobby Rodman as our guest. Bobby is the founder and CEO of Equus Solution, Inc. Equus provides professional marketing solutions for businesses within the equine industry and those striving to reach the elite equestrian audience. After traveling around the globe as an equestrian, Bobby created Equus Solution to fulfill a need for marketing solutions for this unique industry. Hi, Bobby. Thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, we just want to learn a little bit more about you. So can you tell us about your background and what inspired you to start Equus Solution?
So my background is born here in, well, I'm based out of Wellington, and I was born here in Palm Beach County. I started riding when I was three. Like you mentioned in the bio, I did travel around the world, working for one of the top trainers in show jumping. I've competed in the sport, and I basically dedicated a good portion of my life traveling and working with some of the best trainers and some of the most wealthiest owners in the sport. And then one day I was like, you know what? I'm tired of traveling. I just want to be in one place. And I decided to kind of quit everything and come back to Wellington and be here full time. And I was thinking, what am I going to do? I have all these connections, and started looking at some of the ads that were out there in our horse show programs and in our, you know, in our sport that were just like not done well. And I thought, you know what? We need a person that understands how these people shop, how they consume, what their patterns are, and what horse people look at when they see advertising. And so I started the marketing company so that I could help kind of bridge the gap between the people that don't know, that are trying to target the industry, and the people that are in the industry, so that it looks, so everything meshes better and it just looks more professional.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's a major need also. So what are those, some of those challenges and opportunities that business in the equestrian industry faces when it comes to marketing?
They need to understand the audience. So what a big thing that I saw back then was, I think I saw an ad for a luxury car brand. And they had photoshopped a rider jumping, and it was one of our Olympic riders. And they photoshopped it like the position of the horse was unprofessional. The look of the whole ad from a horse person standpoint of view was unprofessional. So they need to understand the lingo. You need to understand what we see. We, you know, 100 people looked at 100 picture. The horse had the form of the horse. Everything has to look the way a horse person would perceive it. So from a marketing standpoint, you don't want to target the equestrians acting like you're going to be an equestrian person if you're showcasing an advertisement or your verbiage is weird and it doesn't have the right lingo and it's not speaking the language of the horse community, because then you're just going to look silly and it's not going to help you branding wise.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's
that
very
makes
important.
Sense.
Yeah. It's very important. I mean, you don't want to market the people just thinking that you're professional and then you're not showing that. So,
right.
Could you share a success story where Equus Solution made a significant impact in helping an equestrian brand or organization achieve that marketing goals?
So we've been around for almost 16 years now. And I would say that I have, you know, I mean, I guess I would have a few different scenarios that I feel were successful. Back when I started my business 16 years ago, one of my first clients was Palm Beach Equine Clinic, and I had them as a client for 8 years. And one of our goals was to sort of help with the perception of the clinic and help grow them into the local market a little bit more. I mean, they've been around since I was a kid. They were my vet clinic when I was a kid. So just kind of changing the perception of the clinic, which I feel like we did. And I did learn a lot from having them as a client and from working closely with their president, Scott Swordland. It was very educational. In fact, I learned so much about the clinic and the veterinarians there, and the quality of vet care is just unbelievable.
Nice.
So that was a very good experience for I feel like both of us. We worked very hard. We developed some better relationships with the horse show. We promoted the brand pretty good with their sponsorships and stuff. And so that was one starting off that I feel was pretty good. Also, one of our clients, current clients is Ida Development and Barn Walkers, and we have been with Ida since they first started. The only thing they had before they hired us was a logo and a website. So all the graphics you see on the trucks, the windows, the sponsorship stuff that you're seeing, all the social media advertising, all of that brand building is work that we have done, videos and all that is work that we've done over the past, I think it's been like 6 years with
Wow,
them.
nice,
So I feel
nice.
like that's a good accomplishment. And then my charity event for Honor Flight, I do the mechanical bull riding contest, the Buck Off. And that's something I try to do to give back to that organization, which is 100% volunteer organization. And the last couple of years, we've been one of their biggest fundraisers. And that's
Wow.
my team helping me, promote that. And, it's not me. I can't do everything. So I have a good team of people that are smarter than me. And I have, to help execute a lot of these projects and, all these things that we're doing. But I feel like those probably would be my, and I don't want to discount any of my other clients. My clients are great, but as far as impactful and been with me a long time and kind of sharing
Building it
some
up.
good experiences, I would say that those three were pretty good ones.
Nice, yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, and they have been expanding a lot too. I mean, I see Ida is now over in Ocala as well, right?
They're everywhere. Ocala, and now we just opened up a storefront, a Desert Horse Park Horse Show in Thermal, California. So
Wow.
they're really good at supporting the sport. And I feel like, the sport, when they see the sponsors, I feel like the sport is good at su supporting their sponsors too. So I feel like it also
Right.
helps both ways, right?
Yeah, that's how the sports grows as well.
Yeah, it feeds the sport, and then the people appreciate it because they see the brand everywhere, and I feel like they end up showing some loyalty to their sponsors.
Definitely. So how do you see the equestrian industry evolving in terms of marketing trends and strategies?
So the equestrian audience is a little different in the fact that, a lot of it depends on who you're targeting, right? Because a lot of the professionals are outside on a horse all day. They spend a lot of their time away from a physical computer. So a lot of their stuff is done via the phone. That's why social media is really good with a lot of our advertising and promoting, because it's easy to be waiting for somebody and be flipping through your phone and looking at social media. So as far as marketing goes, I feel like having a presence at the horse show, social media, if you're going to go digital, obviously Google and SEO, people want looking for something, they're going to, So as far as the trends go, it's the same as other industries, but you got to remember their daily habits. So somebody sitting in front of a computer that can do certain things in front of a computer all day and look for certain things in front of a computer all day, it wouldn't quite be the same for some of our the people in our audience, right? I don't know if that answers your question. Does that answer your question?
Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely. So yeah, I mean it's different. I mean they have to think on the perspective of the writers and the
Right.
people in the question that they are really not have a lot of time to be sitting down on a computer, but they just quickly can glance over the phone and look at things in there in that way as well. So what are some of the key elements that go into creating custom marketing strategies for businesses within the equestrian industry, which this probably gets connected to that, that way
Yeah,
that.
it's very similar. So you, like I said again, you got to know your audience and how they fit with your product. So like a supplement company for the horses, or even like a equine drug company or something like that, they're gonna have a different approach than say a luxury jewelry brand. So you got to know who your audience is. Like you got to know who your buyer is. The buyer, like it's a little bit different in Wellington because you have a lot of big barns We're the trainers and the barn managers, and they run the horse care. It's not always the owner. So the owner might be the person buying the expensive jewelry, whereas the trainer and the barn manager might be the one making the decisions, and the vets might be the ones making the decision on nutrition and supplement. You know, so you got to really know who your audience is and how they shop. Because you're not going to be, you're not always, even though you're a brand targeting the same people, you're not always going to go about it the same way.
Yeah, that's true. So it's different for each, and also for each type of businesses, because if you have also nonprofits or equestrian facilities, then those are going to be different type of markets.
Exactly.
Nice. So let's talk a little bit more about the charity event that you were mentioning, the Buckoff Challenge. Can you share more about this event? How long have you been having it, and what type of impact does to the community in Wellington?
So I've been doing this event particularly for probably, I would say, like 12 or 13 years now.
Oh,
I did it
nice.
Originally with ProVenceRamus Therapeutic Riding Center. Started doing it with Honor Flight, Southeast Florida Honor Flight, about, I think this will be our fifth one. And it's a mechanical bull riding contest. We have teams of four, and then we have four judges, and the judges judge like regular bull riding. So each individual on the team gets a score. And the highest score, like each judge has 25 points to give. So the perfect score is 100. So the highest scoring team would have 400 points. So they compete. I have probably about 13 teams that compete. I cap it because it makes it evening too long. And we give out awards for first, second, and third place. We encourage costumes. We give out a costume award. We give out an individual award. And this year it's going to be February 18th at the Wellington Amphitheater. The Village of Wellington is graciously our co-sponsor. So they help us out tremendously. The labor, the setup, everything. So it's going to be at the amphitheater this year because we outgrew the boardwalk
where we
were at last year. Yeah,
nice.
We outgrew the boardwalk. So we have plenty of room this year for everybody to come.
Awesome.
There are paid VIP seats that include dinner, and sponsorship packages come with usually some VIP seats or a table depending on what level of sponsorship. But other than that, the rest is open to the public for free. So they can come and bring their chairs and sit and watch. And so we're kind of excited to have it at the amphitheater, excited and a little nervous at the same time because we want to fill it. But
you will get filled
but the
for
general
sure.
Public is open, and we are still looking for sponsors for it. So, but it's a great event because Honor Flight is 100% volunteer. So all the proceeds go directly to fly in the veterans to see their memorial in D.C. So it's a good organization.
For sure. And how do they sign up to do the challenge itself? Like the 13th.
So
teams.
I have
how do you
I
select
have
them?
A yeah. So the Southeast Florida Honor Flight website will have all the ticket purchase information as well as team sign up, and then contacting me now is, I can give out sponsorship. I manage all the sponsorship stuff. So if somebody wants to sponsor, I can give you. I'll give you. I'm sure you'll post my email and my phone number at the end or something. And they can use that to get sponsorship information for it. But it's a great way. It's, you say, okay, yeah, to donate to a charity, you get a write-off. But technically it's marketing dollars because you're promoting your brand. So it's marketing dollars write 100% off versus a donation, which you can only write 50% off. So good to know, a little tax tip that you can consider this as like a marketing expense.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's definitely good to know then. So what are some of those most effective ways to connect with and engage into the equation audience? I mean, we're talking about sponsorships. That's one of those, right?
So that's one. Yep. Sponsorship is one way. You got to really take the time to kind of get to know your clients. Like the equestrian world is like, it's a bubble. So if you spend time, at the events, you can sponsor something, try to get face to face with the people so that you're seen. I mean, it's not always the easiest depending on what your budget is, but if you can be seen and you can, shake hands and, get to build relationships, the old-fashioned marketing and sales, right? Building relationships, because at the end of the day, once you get in, people are going to refer you to their friends. They're going to talk about you. They're going to see your face. They're going to say, oh yeah, I need, you know, and it's going to become very familiar. You got to remember, a lot of the people that come down here for the horse show, they each other all year round. They travel with each other, whether they end up in New York together, Kentucky together, Europe together, you know, everybody knows everybody. And so that's the bubble that they're familiar with. And that's the circle they travel in. So if you know who your audience is, and you can develop, you're in a position where you can develop relationships or get your brand seen on a consistent basis throughout the year. I mean, that's really the best way to do it.
Nice. Yeah. So could you share some of those key sponsorship marketing tips for businesses and at equestrian events that are looking to build that successful sponsorship relationship within the industry?
So from a business that's looking for sponsorship, you have to make sure you can deliver what you promise, right? So, you know, if you're developing a sponsorship package and it has certain amount of deliverables in it and you've put a price on it and somebody agrees to it, make sure you can provide all those items. Make sure you're giving them the social media posts that you're supposed to be giving them. Make sure the signage is the way it's supposed to be. And, you know, just make sure that you can deliver what you promise. And that'll keep your sponsors hopefully coming back, because they'll see the exposure that they're getting and they'll know that, look, what I told you I was going to give you, I'm giving you, right? I think from a standpoint, and make sure that you know the goals of the sponsor so that you can tweak the package accordingly so it's successful for both of you and not just for you and not the sponsor, right? So you want to know the goals of the sponsor, who their audience is, so that you can help them place themselves at the event in a better way to where they're going to have success, because success is going to keep them coming back.
And how do you measure that success? I mean,
marketing is a funny thing, because unless you're doing digital to where you can see the stats, it's right. Like physically see stats. It's a little tricky, because you could have somebody see your brand. You know, you could be sponsoring a horse show. They could see your brand 2 years in a row and not need you until like the third year, right? So it's a little bit hard to measure. But once people start recognizing you, go out, oh yeah, I saw, or they start calling you, or they say, I saw your brand at the horse show, I saw your logo, I saw, you know, that obviously helps to kind of measure. But the ROI is a bit tricky until you land the client, right? So marketing supports sales. You can promote, but somebody's got to close the deal. Somebody in house has got to close the deal, right? They're not just going to come, oh, you did this, I'm going to give you all my money. And, you know, now you're, so one supports the other. As far as gauging, you know, first of all, consistency. You can't try something once and then expect to have your doors being blown off, right? You have to have, some consistency, and you have to keep it consistent so that you can tell what you're getting from it. Like I said, if they see you, they may not need you right away, but they may need you down the road, and then they can remember you. But consistency is important.
Yeah. And sometimes it has to be patience too, you know, like, because when you're building, it's not going to happen like something's overnight. It has to be with some time then.
Yeah, exactly.
So looking ahead, what are some of those aspirations and goals for your company, for Equus Solution, and how do you envision just continuing to impact, positive impact on the equestrian industry? I mean, it's great that even the Buckoff Challenge is growing to an amphitheater. That's really exciting. So what are some other of your aspirations and goals?
I think so my company focuses on two different things. We focus on businesses that are already in the equestrian industry that need marketing. And then we focus on businesses that are not in the industry at all that are trying to get into the industry. So I would say one, for the ones that are trying, that are already in the industry, to kind of get them a little bit more on cutting edge of technology for some of them from the marketing standpoint, trying to reach, you know, trying to get a little bit more digital. And just try to give them some ideas that might be a little bit more creative and outside of the box than what a normal company marketing, like what my competitors would be doing for them. So I would really like to basically take them to the next level of creativity per se, to where that it's different, thinking outside the box, doing new and different things for them that will put them in a different sort of category as far as from a marketing standpoint. And for the businesses that are not in the industry that are trying to get into the industry, from a consulting standpoint, try to help them, because it's, even if they have their own team and it's a big corporation and they have their own marketing team, even from a consulting standpoint, to go in there and say, hey, look, if you do this, this, and this, or you design this this way, or you do this campaign, this is going to target your audience better than you're just throwing it out there to anybody. That's very basic and not really hitting home or resonating with the equestrian audience. So to basically be a better liaison as far as getting a better community involvement with the community, with the business, the local businesses in Wellington, so that they can understand how to reach the audience here. Because it's such a big industry here, the local businesses should be taking advantage of it. And they just need to be educated on how, you know, and whether it's a small local business or a large corporation, they all want to reach out into the equestrian industry. I mean, that's kind of our industry in the wintertime. That's the money. Yeah, that's what brings our economy, you know, makes our house values go up. And that's what feeds us, basically. And so I feel like the local businesses, they just need a little help on how to get and reach the audience.
So, Wellington, you are a co-chair of the equestrian committee for the Chamber of Commerce. Can you just tell us a little bit more about this committee?
So that committee, we actually have a lot of people on that committee that represent all the different horse sports here in Wellington during the winter. The committee meets once a month for the 6 months during season. And we have a person there that represents Polo, Wellington International. Mm-hmm. They are members of that committee also. So they come and shed light on what's going on with the show jumping and global dressage. And then we have a realtor. We have a bunch of different equestrian entities in that committee. So we try to put our heads together to figure out the best way to inform the general public on how they can enjoy the horse sports that we have during the winter time, and how it can meet all different levels of budgets, whether you're trying to entertain a corporate event or whether you're bringing your family. We keep ourselves informed on what's going on in the community as far as, you know, the different things going on at the horse shows and the events, and we try to get together and then take away from that meeting to go out into the public and into the community and say, hey, this is what's happening. You can go to Polo, you can get a tailgate spot, you can come to Saturday Night Lights, you can do general admission, you can get a, you know, a table in the suites, or, you know, I mean, we want to be able to have the knowledge to kind of help the community be able to watch and enjoy the sports and understand them. And we try to get that out there too, the rules and how it's judged and how people win, you know, like, so we try to get that out there as well.
Nice. So many aspiring equestrian entrepreneurs listening to our podcast. So do you have any advice that you would like to give to those who are looking to make a meaningful difference in the industry?
I think like anything, find something that you're passionate about, find a niche that you're passionate about. Because if you're not passionate about it, you're not going to stick it out when it's difficult, right? So find the niche that you're passionate about and plan on putting some sweat equity and hitting the pavement. I mean, we're an industry where people work hard, and hard work ethic is definitely noticed. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of the people in the horse industry work 6 days a week. They're up early in the morning, they're working till late at night. So if you're trying to target that industry, show up, be there, feet hit the pavement, build your relationships, show the people that you're accountable, have some integrity, and that you're going to work hard and you're going to be available for them when they need you. Because if you provide a service and they call you, you better be there. If you provide a product and they need it, you better show up and deliver it. So I think if you're planning on starting something in this industry, you kind of have to keep in mind that it's going to take a lot of work to get it off the ground.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. Do you still ride? Are you still a rider? Do you still own a horse? Or
yeah, so I have a horse that I train with my niece. So she does the jumpers on him.
Nice.
He's a young horse. And so, yeah, we compete with him and I do him a little bit to kind of get him ready for her and then give her lessons and take her to the shows and kind of do the good aunt thing. And then I have one other client that I've had for probably 12 years that's been with me for forever. And so she rides, I give her a couple of lessons and, you know, give her some lessons during the week on her horse. And I stay in it because I'm addicted. I've been doing it my whole life. It's not something you can just say, oh, forget it. I'm never going to have a horse again. It's just kind of one of those things that's in your, under your skin and in your blood. So yeah,
Nice.
I will probably always have a horse and be doing something with it because it's
nice.
Definitely an
nice.
addiction.
So the Wellington equestrian season is just around the corner. I mean, this is probably going to air around that time when it's going to get started in December, January. So what is your favorite part of the season?
My favorite part of the season is the fact that we literally have the best riders and some of the best horses in the world competing here. So the competition, the level of competition is amazing. And to be able to drive 10 minutes, 5 minutes down the road to be a part of it, to watch it, to see it. If I want to continue education, I take a lesson from somebody who's amazing because we are so surrounded by literally the best quality of training and horse flesh that you could come by and with polo as well, dressage as well. I mean, that it's just makes it so special that I think a lot of people don't understand how hard it is to be in an area where you can have that magnitude of quality athletes all in one spot for 3 months, that it's something, it's like no other place in the world, really. If you want to, you know, take lessons from some of the best trainers, you have the opportunity to do it right here in our backyard. It's unbelievable. It's very special.
Nice, nice. Yes. So we have a passion for environmental sustainability. Do you have some ideas or suggestions on how equestrians or individuals in general can embrace this environmental sustainability?
That's not totally my wheelhouse. It's kind of yours. But what I would like to see is, I think we spoke about this in the past, is a better way for the manure. It would be nice to be able to compost it, turn it into something, be able to reuse it to some magnitude, whether it's energy or, you know, like to be able to actually put that to use to where it's benefiting something and it's not so crazy expensive that people can't do it. Right. I mean, that would be nice to see. And I think water, like Ida Development puts in this irrigation drainage system called Capillary Flow. And I know that you interviewed them at some point,
Thank you.
But that's, you know, as far as watering arenas, that's a system like that saves water. The water is not getting blown away. It's not, you know, it's a water saving system. And I feel like water probably is going to be if it's not already, it's going to be an issue in the future. And especially for places that are very dry, like out west in California, a system like this that can irrigate your arena from underneath to keep your footing good, which is important to all of us, is a big savings in the water, in the water aspect of it.
Yeah, definitely. And we need more businesses like that. And like Best Equestrian Fence, they also do that.
The recycled fencing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's another one that has a product that's repurposing. I actually met a lady the other day that makes those reusable grocery bags out of the feed bags, out of the horse feed bags.
Oh,
so I've been giving her
wow.
feed bags, and she's been, and they come out really cool. I go, that's brilliant, because those bags, those reusable grocery bags, are like, you know, they're just like a sort of a plasticky material, and anyways, and she's been making them out of feed bags, so they're cool looking, and you can use them. Yeah. How cool is that? It's different, but
I think it would be great to connect
people
with
are
her.
Trying.
I'll love
people
to connect
are trying,
with her for
right?
Sure.
Yeah, you should. You should have her on here. She could at least show you her product. But people are trying. We're trying.
Yeah.
Everything seems to go slower than we hope, but
yeah, it's getting a little
people
bit
are,
bit.
people are thinking about it anyway.
For sure. So where can our listeners find more information about you and your business and the book of challenge that we talk a little bit about?
So my website is equessolutions.com. So that's EQUES and then the word solutions with an S on the end.com. And my email is Bobby, B-O-B-B-I, at equessolutions.com. So you can find, we just actually launched a new website over the weekend. So you'll find a lot about the services that we offer and all the different stuff that we do that's on the website. Obviously, you can email me. My phone number is on the website as well. And for the Buck Off Challenge, we have the Southeast Florida Honor Flight social media, the Equus social media will have the Buck Off Challenge. And then there's also Buck Off Challenge social media page. So all of those areas, it's not on the Honor Flight site yet, but it will be at, you know, as we get a little bit closer. So that's all those different, but basically right now, social media is the best way to look for the Buck Off information. Because nice, we'll be starting to do more frequent posts and stuff on that. It's a really funny event. I mean, even if you don't want to ride the bull just to come watch, it's very entertaining. Very, very entertaining.
Yeah. For sure. I'll for sure make it this year. I know
you should.
Last year I wanted to go, but it didn't.
And it's kid friendly. The kids definitely like to ride. So maybe your daughter wants to be on a team.
Yes,
I don't know.
I'll bring my daughter for sure.
Yeah, but it's kid friendly.
We try
to keep it kid friendly. Some of the costumes, I don't know, but we try to keep it kid friendly.
Nice. All right, Bobby, thank you so much for your time today. It's been great just learning more about you and all the Equus Solutions. So thanks again for joining us and have a wonderful day.
Thank you for having me. You too. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast today. We hope you enjoy it. Please remember to follow us, subscribe, and leave us a review. If you are interested in joining us as a guest or sponsor one of our episodes, feel free to email us at thehorsebusinesspodcast@gmail.com. And if you're looking for ways to make your horse operation more sustainable and environmentally friendly, you can reach out to us at horsebusinessmanagement@gmail.com or check out our website at www.horsebusinessmanagement.com. And follow us on Instagram to get the latest updates. Goodbye.